Family, and an essential part to any person's life, whether good or bad, everyone has a family. And in Sochi Baraja's case, it's everything. And like everyone else, it started in childhood.
I had a really good childhood. I guess it made me really naive, but I'm really grateful for my mom for giving me such a beautiful childhood. I never had any problems, and I mean, not until I'd say I was a freshman in high school, that's when things started to go downhill. But that's because, like, you know, you're like a teenager, and then you and your parents fight, and then all that stuff happens. But before that, it was a good time. We used to take, like, road trips down to Mexico every Christmas with the family, and it was like one of the greatest experiences I've ever had done, and it was like consecutively, like every year we just go.
The one thing Sochi's mother wanted to make sure to teach to all of her children growing up was equality and fairness. So just because you were the youngest or oldest didn't mean you were getting away with anything.
The way my mom raised all of us, like, she was all to be, like, fair to each other. So if I ever hit my brother, she was like, I don't care if you're a girl, you're going to hit her back. So not to teach him to, like, hit women, but to show that we're, like, on the same level. Like, no one's above each other just because he's a guy, or, like, I'm above him and I can do whatever I want because I'm a girl. So that was one of the things that my mom did that I really appreciate it now. So if we ever say something mean, like, oh, I'll say something mean back to her, and it turns into this whole, like, who could say something meaner kind of thing.
Growing up in a household where everyone is fair and treated equal definitely made an impact on Sochi as she grows up with a mindset of equality and fairness.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can be, I can be.
With the mindset of equality and fairness, Sochi decides to shoot for a career where few women have made an impact.
Now they get ready for the best team in the city and the state, Nazareth.
Yes, Ed. Bishop Kearney really hopes to use the momentum for their last game to face not only the number one ranked team in the city, but the 12th ranked team in the country.
They're pretty good. Bishop Kearney off the impressive win over the
player to go to the Sweet 16. So how do you control those emotions going into play tonight?
You look at the first round, both of these teams had games that were within 5 points. So they had to find a way to survive and advance. For Green Bay, they're the only team playing today.
The Suns take on the Boston Celtics. Of course, the Celtics making their one and only visit here to the Valley of the Sun. But we'll talk more about them in a moment. Let's talk about the Suns and maybe where their heads are at coming into this ball game. TC, loser to three straight, lost a tough one against
Sports
Charlotte.
Sports journalism, a newly found path that Sochi has decided to take. To understand how hard it is for women to make it in the journalism world, a survey conducted by the organization Women in Journalism in March of 2011 found out that 74% of all news journalists are male and only 26% female. In the sports journalism world, about 3% of all sports journalists are female. Although it has been growing steadily as of late, the controversy when it comes to being a female sports journalist continues, and it is something that is not likely to change in the near future.
This is a man's world! This is a man's world! But it wouldn't be nothing, nothing!
Being a newcomer to the sports world doesn't faze Sochi as she continues to work and achieving her goal.
Growing up, I was never really athletic, but then once I started to, like, get into sports, I realized why is there no women, like, reporting the game, and why are all the announcers male? And I'm like, no, I want to do that. And then, like, being told, like, you can't do something, it's like, I'm going to prove you wrong. I'm totally going to do it. And at first I thought, I'm like, okay, this is, like, so boring. I don't even get, like, what is going on in the game. But then you, like, realize, like, I realize this is what I want to do.
And if you think that Sochi is going to stop as soon as she becomes a reporter, you're dead wrong. She has her sights on much bigger and better things.
I mean, like, I wouldn't just stop as, like, a sideline reporter. I'd want to be, like, on camera and, like, you know, be there and be the anchor and, you know, sports center. And that's for me. And my mom always tells me, she's like, it's gonna be tough when you if you want to do that, because it's like a male dominated thing. And yeah, it's it's scary going into there and like not knowing anyone, like having any connections. So I feel like being independent is gonna help me make my own connections and figure my own way out in the sports journalism world.
So watch out, sports world. Sochi Parajas is on the way. At 19 years young and barely beginning her college experience, community college was not always the first choice for Sochi.
When I was in high school, I applied to two colleges, and it was really sad. I was so sad at the moment because most people, they were either getting like acceptance letters or like they were, you know, they got like denied. And me, both of the colleges who I applied to was, I think one was Cal State Long Beach, and the other one was UC Santa Barbara. They didn't even send me like, oh, we are sorry to inform you, but you've been denied acceptance. So for like, while everyone else was like either crying or celebrating, I was just like, well, what's up with me? And so when like towards, I think the end of my senior year, I actually had to call the school and be like, what went wrong with my application? And they were like, oh, well, you got denied, but we didn't have the money to send you a paper to say that you got denied. So I was like, well, you couldn't send me an email or anything. So I was so upset and so sad.
Having been rejected and, in her words, kicked off her path so many times, she developed a fear of rejection. Having been rejected this much, Sochi grew from each one and learned, making her even stronger.
It kind of created this fear of like, oh my god, what if like I get stuck at community college and I can't transfer, and like what if like all this stuff happens and then I have to like quit school and I have to like start working and I'm like, I'm gonna be like the single mother and I never know, like, and then my mom's like, no, like you do good at your, you know, in your community college and you can go wherever you want to go. And I mean, now I want to go to Syracuse and that's my dream school. And so, and I'm so scared because it's like it's really hard to transfer to. My mom's like, no, you're most definitely gonna get in. Like, you have to get in, and if you don't get in, you just try again next year and until like you have what they want, what they're looking for. So I feel like I'm definitely one of those people who have like been denied so many times and been rejected and like has, you know, gotten taken off my own path, and then I find a way to like get back and figure out what I want.
Growing up, Sochi's mom was her best supporter, allowing her to do anything and everything she wanted, teaching her to do what makes you happy, because, in her words, life is too short.
I know, like, most kids, when they're like, oh, mom, I want to, like, join, like, this baseball league, and they're like, okay, and then once they want to quit, they're like, oh, no, I already paid, like, you have to stay in that baseball league. My mom, like, anytime I was like, you know what, I hate cheerleading, I don't want to be a cheerleader anymore, and she was like, okay, what do you want to be now? And I'm like, oh, I want to do ballet, and then she's like, okay, let's find the best ballet school for you. So she's always been like, you have to follow what you want, because, like, life is really too short to be stuck in one place. So I feel like she's the one who's taught me to keep moving and to not be afraid of anything, you know, not even the fear itself.
Let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Nameless, unreasoning, unjustified terror.
If you can describe your mom in one word, what would it be?
Oh, God. Passionate. I think she's passionate about everything she does. And she's just like strong as a woman too. And I feel like all the women in our family come from like strong, like we've had histories of like, you know, bad fortune or something that those people are like, oh my God, your life must, you know, you've been through so much. But although she's been through a lot, I feel like she's able to be strong and she's passionate about what she does.
The strong words Sochi's mother tells her reflect on her the most as she continues on with her life, fearing nothing. So bring it on, world. Sochi Parajas is not afraid.